Om Shanti. 5th of April 2019, Friday. Today's slogan from Sakar Murli: your occupation is that of a messenger of peace and to give everyone peace. Your occupation is that of Shanti Dut, that is messenger of peace, and your aim is, occupation is to give everyone peace. Messenger of peace. This is what our occupation is. We as a messenger of peace are supposed to spread peace. They say that peace is not a particle, it's a wave. Peace is not a particle, it's a wave which you have to spread. So, United Nations gives a new title, Peace Messengers, every year. And a person from art, cultural activities or some field is chosen for this award. And we have heard in Murli often that Baba says, I should receive the peace prize because nobody can establish peace except me. I alone can establish peace in this world. So Baba has bestowed that title upon us, that we are the peace messengers. There is a very contradictory and beautiful statement in Bible where Jesus says, don't think that I have come to establish peace, but I have come with sword in my hand. Don't think that I have come to establish peace, but I have come with sword in my hand. That means I have come with sword to destroy peacelessness. Rather than establishing peace, I come and destroy peacelessness. So Baba is giving us a new occupation, and the occupation is to establish peace in the world and to give everyone this piece of peace. And how are we going to do that? In order to establish peace in the world, what should be the first step? In order to become peace messenger, what should be the first step? We ourselves should become peaceful. The more peaceful one is, peace does not mean inertness, inactivity. Peace is a very active stage. Peace doesn't mean that all thoughts have reduced or you reach a no mind or thoughtless stage. Peace is a stage of inner activity. Peace is a stage of intense activity. But here all thoughts have become peaceful. There is no upheaval, there is no disturbance, there is no turbulence in thoughts. There are no obstacles. In the language of physics, it is known as impedance. So when the flow flows impedance free, that stage is a very high vibrational stage. So if entire world, some of the advocates of vibrational theory say that the whole world is an ocean of vibrations. And here everything is in the stage of vibrations. Everything is vibrating. So, and the one vibration reaches the other vibration, just as the tuning fork. So the one vibration is reaching the another vibrations. And every soul is a set of vibrations. And every soul is vibrating. And whatever are the thoughts, they are going out. The soul is emitting out those thoughts and they are permeating the entire universe. So, at present, this is the ocean of peacelessness in the world because every soul is disturbed. Every soul is rattled. Every soul is in the stage of dissynchrony, vibrational dissynchrony. So even a single soul becomes peaceful. Even a single soul. Automatically, the vibration starts spreading across the world. So the first step in becoming the messenger of peace is to achieve that zenith, the highest point of peacefulness. To become peaceful inside means the upheavals in the thoughts, the disturbance in the thoughts have calmed down. So that is the stage of absolute peacefulness. The more peaceful one becomes, the more powerful one is. The more peaceful one becomes, the easier it is to imbibe new things. If one is in the stage of peacelessness, you try to study something, you cannot feel concentrated. Peace is the stage of supreme concentration. Peace is the state of divine imbibition, where you can imbibe things very easily. So that's why Baba focuses so much on peace. And as we all know, peace is a child of purity. Unless and until there is purity, there is no peace. Yesterday's Murli in Blessing Baba said, purity is the newness of this Brahmin life. So purity is novelty. Purity is beauty. Purity is loyalty. Purity is publicity. Purity is ability. Purity is capability. Purity is capacity. Purity is loyalty. Purity is personality. Purity is the greatest publicity. So when that purity is there, automatically peace follows. And the strongest man in the world is the person who is peaceful. Vivekananda said somewhere, the greatest manifestation of power is to become calm. The greatest manifestation of power is to become calm. On the surface, you can see that somebody is appearing to be very strong, very powerful. He is speaking loudly. But loud speeches do not make anybody powerful. The strongest, the most powerful in the world are the calm persons. See, so the calmness or the peacefulness is the stage of inner stillness. In Bible, there is one statement, be still and know. Be still and know. Unless and until you become still inside, you cannot know. All the peace is the beginning of all knowledge. Peace is the royal path towards freedom. And peace has nothing to do with, my internal peace has nothing to do with outside turmoil. There was one philosopher. He was kept in prison by Hitler during the Second World War. And when he was released, he had written his experiences. And he says that even though my body was imprisoned, and even he had later written a letter to Hitler, even though you can imprison my body, my mind is free. Even in the prison, my mind is very, very calm. So, to become the messenger of peace, what is the first step? Is to become peaceful within. to find out the holes through which peace is percolating out. There is a container, there is probably some hole through which the fluid is dribbling out. To know that point and to seize it, to know what is causing me peacelessness, and more often than not, it is some desire, it is some unfulfilled expectation, it is some hoping against the hope. That is what is leading to peacelessness. To know one's causes of peacelessness is very important. Even on the path of spirituality, anything can cause peacelessness. For example, there was one sister recently I met, and she travels extensively across the world spreading Baba's message. But she says that every travel makes me peaceless. I am stressed, I am tensed during travel. Though my job is to talk about peace and give Baba's sandesh, Baba's knowledge, but inside I am in the stage of upheaval. Why? Because of the travel. Now this is such a small thing, but it is very real. There are some people who are peaceless just because of one thing, traffic. Otherwise they are calm, but they have to travel. The moment they face traffic, they lose their temper. You know, there is one word, road rage. What is it? It's quite increasing nowadays. Road rage. What is road rage?
Like supermarket rage or something. Supermarket rage. They hit trolleys.
They hit trolleys. So they are not ready to accept that somebody is going ahead of me. Or if slight something happens on the way, they become disturbed and they fly into a rage to the point of getting into quarrel, violence, or anything like that. So, road rage. So, the causes of peacelessness for different souls are different. What is my cause of peacelessness? One has to understand, know, decipher the secret. What is causing me peacelessness? Even though everything is going on so smoothly, there must be something. There comes a point and suddenly I become peaceful for some moments. So, for some it is a particular place where they become peaceless. For some, it is some person with whom they can't come in contact and become peaceless. For some, it is some particular time of the day where they get automatically peaceless. For some, it is some circumstance where they become peaceless. And the stage of peacelessness is a stage of disturbance. Something comes and disturbs my peace. So one has to know one's own causes of peacelessness. Sometimes perfectionism causes peacelessness. I want to become perfect. Even if there is a slightest mistake, I can't tolerate. And why that mistake occurred? I want everything to go as per the schedule, as per the program. This is a program I have prepared. Now in this program, I can't tolerate any extraneous event. Nobody should come in between and do anything extra. This is a program I have set. 9 to this, 10 some lecture, 10 to 11 something. This is some timetable. If there is a slight disturbance in the timetable, one is peaceless. To be accurate, punctual, strict is good thing. But sometimes perfectionism is a cause of peacelessness. To be too much time consciousness time conscious also is a cause of peacelessness sometimes. To be very punctual is a very good thing, extremely good thing. For example, Immanuel Kant, the German philosopher, he was so particular about time that people used to set their watches looking at him. He is going, means it must be 9 o'clock. Now he is coming back, it must be 3 o'clock. He was so punctual that once a guest came to his house and it was his habit to sleep early, 9 o'clock or so. And they were taking food and they started talking on some subject and it was late. And suddenly he remembered it is 9 o'clock. He left the food and immediately rushed and went on this bed and took and went to sleep. Why? Because it was 9 o'clock and he has to sleep. He left the food and everything. Whether he gets sleep or not, that is not a question. The question is to be on time. So sometimes even such personality. And he used to tell his servants that please wake me up at 3 o'clock. And he used to give them instruction also. If I don't wake up, bring the water bucket and put on me. But you have to do it. If you don't do, you are fired next day. So, to be time conscious, to be punctual is a good thing, but it also causes sometimes peacelessness. So, personality, there has to be some resilience, flexibility. Otherwise, tightness leads to peacelessness.
Like you're trying to prove something.
Yeah. So, to become peace messenger, to become PM, one should become peaceful. Then what else? The next step, how to spread peace. Peace can be spread by our thoughts, our words, our actions. Actions should be peaceful. Words should be peaceful. Once Jayanti Bennett said a very beautiful thing. She said, 90% time, the cause of quarrel is not words, but the tone. The tone with which the words are spoken. Is there they are anger quoted or peace quoted? It's the tone, how you are speaking, how you are describing things. That's very important. For example, there are two disciples and there is one Zen master. The first disciple goes to the master and says and asks, can I smoke in between meditations? He says, no, not at all, go away. You can't smoke, this is monastery. The second disciple goes and says, can I do meditation during smoking? He says, very good, excellent. You have to keep on meditating all the time, no matter whether you smoke or not. So there were two people. They have the same job to be done. But the way of asking was different. In the similar manner, it is the tone in which the things are spoken. How do you say things? Whether it shows your hidden anger or it shows that there is no anger. So, the second thing is your words should be peaceful. Your behavior should be peaceful. Your actions should be peaceful. Then we become peace messenger. What else? How to become peace messenger? By Sakash. In recent Murli, which was played out in Shantivan, Baba said, you have to do this service which is very important of giving Sakash to the world. Because souls are peaceless. Souls are unhappy. You have to change the atmosphere. You have to change the souls. These are the two tasks, very important things you have to do. So by Sakash. And then by just our good wishes and pure feelings, we make the world peaceful. Just good wishes, no matter what one is. But to send them vibrations of peace. Other is to staying in as much silence as possible. Wherever possible, retire into silence. Wherever possible, go in some deep solitude and churn and reflect on the deep mysteries of life. They will make one peaceful. Rather than one of the causes of peacelessness is running, is going very fast in life. One person is running so fast, whether he is a Brahmin or non-Brahmin, that's immaterial. Even Brahmins are running very fast on the path of service. That they have no time, they themselves have become peaceless in making the world peaceful. This is such a paradox. Irony of the thing is that they are inside very peaceless. But they want to give talk on how to spread peace in the world. So, it's immaterial. Why we are rushing so fast? Probably we are forgetting some deep principle of service. Who is doing the service? Who is responsible for the service? I am doing everything. I have to do everything. That feeling itself, you know. Somebody should make a stop. For example, there was a person who purchased a new car, a very costly car, and he was going, and suddenly he found that somebody has hit the stone, and there are scratches, and he's so angry, and he came out and he started searching who is it, and he found a small boy, and he was so angry with that boy, how dare you throw a stone? The boy said, the boy was crying, and he said, from such a long time I am trying to stop any car, but nobody is stopping. So that was the only way I found out why you wanted to stop me. He said, see, my brother who is paralyzed, he was on wheelchair and he fell down. And he's bleeding, there are bruises and abuse, these things. What should I do? I wanted somebody to help me, to put him back. And that's why this is the only way I found out. So the man was very, very tearful, and he went to that wheelchair, and there was the elder brother of that small boy who had fallen down. He puts him back to on his place, and he goes away from that place. And from that point of time, he never repairs his car again. Because that dent which was made, those scratches which had happened, he keeps them as it is without repairing, to remind that I should not run so fast in life that somebody has to throw a stone to stop me. So that dent on my car will ever remind me that I was running very fast. That a small boy has to throw a stone at me to stop. Somebody has to do such a violent action for me to stop. That means I was running very fast in life. Why am I running so fast? Just stop. There's no need of running so fast. As I said, the greatest man in the world is the most peaceful person. One doesn't have to show off peace. Peace is a very internal journey. Peace is a very tranquil stage of serenity. Peace is that unperturbed state of the mind, that unobtrusive feeling to remain hidden, rather than coming out and showing off, making exhibition. Peace is not the pompous way of life. Peace is the internal tranquility. So Baba is, peace comes from purity. Yeah, anything which is impure will cause peacelessness. Any impurity of thought, any impurity of emotions, any emotional impurity, any impurity of awareness, any impurity of dreams, anything which is impure in the subconscious would pop up and cause peacelessness. So, peace messengers. And keep on remembering, this is our occupation, Baba said. Spread peace across the world. With your vibrations, with your very presence, should radiate peace. You have to become the radar of peace. Spreading peace across the world. So that is today's slogan. Om Shanti.